Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, Simon Cowell is cleaning up his act. He just went to the doctor who said he needed to make some major changes.
I went to see this doctor in London and we did some tests. And then a month later, he said, you have the worst diet I've ever met from any patient. So I went, okay, so out of the smoking, the drinking, the diet, what do I have to drop? He said, the diet. So I said, right, I'm in. Following day.
So you're still drinking and smoking?
Yeah.
I feel like the smoking's still going to kill you, Simon.
One thing at a time, he said, one thing at a time. But yeah, the smoky, I would say that would be the first thing to go to change along, then the diet and, you know, drinking. I don't know. I think a cocktail here and there is okay unless you're being excessive with it, right? He's just like the rest of us. Also on the health front, Roseanne Barr, different kind of health though. She's saying she transferred her stomach fat to give herself a booty like the Kardashians.
I just wanted to get a butt. And so when I see these Kardashians, these young women in the Daily Mail, I'm like, maybe I could get a butt like that.
Something makes you insecure and you've been feeling that way forever. Who doesn't want to look amazing?
I did have one procedure where I got the fat sucked out of my stomach and put in my butt because I just wanted to see what it would be like to have some shape of my butt because I just basically have a crack in my back.
See, I don't believe that she really did that. I think she's just saying that for comedic effect. Do you think Roseanne got a booty injection?
I definitely do. I mean, you'd be surprised as comedians. Kathy Griffin, she admits she had actually liposuction that went badly.
I believe it. Certain people you look at, you're like, you did a lot of work.
Yeah, but I like it's like, who doesn't want to feel amazing? So I feel like people will cast judgment and people need to feel good about themselves. So
I think it's weird. It is. It's judgmental. It's taboo for certain things. Like my teeth were jacked up, so I got that done. And nobody really bats an eye at that. It's
right.
Like, oh, you just fixed your smile. But anything else, it's like, why don't you love yourself?
The bad thing that I hate is when they lie about it. Like, obviously, Khloe Kardashian has had a bunch of stuff injected her butt, and they're like, oh, it's all natural. Okay.
It's a real Kardashian booty.
So respect to Roseanne for just being like, hey, yeah, if you like this, this is exactly what I did. I think that's cool. Well, get excited. The next Bachelor has been revealed. Pilot Peter Weber, who came in third place on Hannah B's season, is the new Bachelor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our next Bachelor, Peter. What does that mean when you hear that?
It's still hitting me right now, and I feel so grateful right now just to have this opportunity in front of me. I feel like emotional right now, man. This is crazy. This is life-changing.
I'm so pumped. Fan favorite Peter is going to kill it over in The Bachelor, which will premiere on ABC in 2020. That is so exciting. He's such a stud.
I need a break from The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelorette. Like, that just sucks up my wife. Like, she just is watching the TV the whole time.
Well, Cardi B was watching another passenger on her flight. She got so mad and had a very interesting way of getting revenge.
So I go to Delta flight, and this put her little toes on me. More or less, I really want to cuss ass out, but I didn't. 30 minutes later, she did that again. But you know what? You know what I just did? I just farted. I was eating some cheeses already, so now we both mad.
Who just farted? It's Cardi.
Cardi,
so coming with the farty.
It's a revenge pass gas move.
It's Cardi. What if Cardi has like a new thing? Say like, oh, it's like, oh.
And there you go. That's the way to do it.
Oh, God. I love Cardi B. I used to hate on her so much. I'll admit I'm the biggest hater from the jump, but wow. She's grown
like
on
her.
Me. She's grown on me. I can relate to Cardi B in some small way. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.